we could always get him rescheduled, but since we've got him, he's called back, so we can go ahead and get him on if you want.
All right. Well, let's segue right into Emporia Public Works Director Dean Grant joining us here, KVOE. Dean, good morning.
Hey, Dean.
Good morning.
How are things going so far this morning?
Oh, not too bad. Just didn't turn the volume back up on my phone.
Understand.
We've all been there, that's for sure.
And boy, you had a busy weekend, so I'm assuming that the volume was pretty well pinging on your phone pretty much all weekend long.
It was going pretty good, especially Saturday night when everything started refreezing. But I'm out and about, and the main roads are looking pretty good. Not completely clear, but definitely drivable. So,
well, let's talk about what you had to deal with, Dean. You know, early Saturday morning, it was an ice event. When we came in here, well before 5 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, this activity started even earlier than that. So, when did you get crews out? And it's tough dealing with just strict ice, isn't it?
It is. It's very tough, and of course the cold temperatures and no sunlight do not help the situation out at all. So we had crews out around 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning, and we got out, treated the roads, trying to kind of get ahead of it, but just with the lack of temperature on Saturday and the lack of sunshine, it helped a little bit and made the roads a little passable while the temperatures were still warm. But as the temperatures fell throughout the day, it just made it more and more and more difficult.
So, Dean, maybe you can talk about that in a little bit more detail, because you'd mentioned here before, and it's really the standard approach is, I think, salt and haydite is the mix that the city's been using for a long period of time. But it sounds like, you know, in situations like you had, where it's cold, it's getting colder through the day. I don't think it got above 20 degrees after about 3 or 4 in the morning. It's also breezy, and there's no sunshine. That kind of had to go to the traction side of things as opposed to the melting. Talk a little bit about how the snow and haydite, or the salt and haydite mix, is supposed to work in normal circumstances, and kind of where it starts losing its effectiveness as a melting material versus traction.
Well, the salt only works when the temperatures are either up above 20, 25 degrees, or if you get some sunlight, and the sunlight kind of helps set the salt in, and then it can kind of work through. The state uses a brine solution, which is good unless it rains first, and then it'll wash it all off, and it works kind of in reverse, but along the same concept. But what the city uses is just a salt, a topical salt spread with a haydite mixed into that for a little bit of traction. Plus, it lets us see where we've been, so we're not, you know, treating the same road two and three times. You need warmer temperatures. In the teens, it doesn't really help. I mean, where we will get a little bit of help sometimes is if there's a lot of traffic, which is not necessarily a good thing, and it's not what we're asking for sure, because we want people to stay safe. But the friction of the tires kind of heats up the road a little bit, and you will get some slush to form on top, and of course then that's when people think that everything's good, and then the temperatures drop down again, and the sun goes away and traffic goes away and everything refreezes. But
in talking with Emporia Public Works Director Dean Grant on our Newsmaker 2 segment, it is 8:36, sunshine, and moved up to 14 degrees, a wind chill of 5. Now, obviously, we started with the ice event, which made it just really like an ice rink very early Saturday morning. We did get some snowfall then on top of that, which really, Dean, was I guess, made it better for driving. At least you had little traction on that ice to deal with. But you mentioned Saturday night and the refreezing. What occurred there?
Well, on Saturday night, we started getting phone calls from PD that the roads were getting bad again, which we kind of figured that they would. The problem is that if we go out when everything's frozen super hard, I mean, like it did on Saturday night, the salt doesn't tend to stick. There's not enough traffic to really set the salt. What ends up happening a lot of times is it just blows it off into the gutter up against the curb. So we wait until it's a little closer to the sun coming up. So we came in. That's why we came in at 5 o'clock Saturday morning. We knew that we were going to get some sun. And the crews come in, get the salt down, and the temperatures are starting to hopefully come back up at that point, too. So between the temperatures coming up a little bit, just a little bit of light traffic, and the sun coming up shortly after we get the treatment done, the salt can start to do its job.
Dean, before we start talking about upcoming projects here for Public Works, has the city given any consideration to maybe another material that could possibly have a lower temperature situation, you know, maybe helping out in maybe a wider set of circumstances? Or is there really anything on the market besides going to brine that would possibly help the city in a larger set of winter-related circumstances?
Well, even from everything that I've read, and I'm no expert by any means, but from everything that I've read, even the brine solution doesn't work much past about 20 degrees. Anything, I haven't seen where anything really works much lower than that, outside of having some sunlight. No, right now we're not. I have looked at other things, and not that we're not open to other treatments. Just show me one that would work at 15 degrees or lower, and we can contemplate doing something like that. But I have not seen anything like that. But it's not that we wouldn't be open to trying something.
Dean, what kind of manpower do you have on standby and ready to go during winter weather situations like we're dealing with? And as far as the vehicles, how many are available for them to use? So what kind of staff do you put out?
We have two dump trucks with spreaders in them. Then we have 2 1-ton pickups. Those mostly do the downtown area. And then when we get a lot of snow, we have 2 motor graders that we boost that snow with. So anywhere up to 6 people, 4 to 6 people out treating roads or clearing them. So
sounds good. Dean, we're going to have to probably talk about projects coming up at a later time. We're okay. Starting to run a little bit late on time, but I did want to thank you for being accessible here this weekend. That helped us out a lot with our coverage, and obviously something like that happens. If there's anything you need, just let us know. We'll be happy to get the word out.
I appreciate it, and my apologies for not turning my volume back on my phone.
It's understandable.
There we go, Dean. Were you happy with the way that things unfolded this weekend and the work that your staff did?
Absolutely. Having the crew that we have, they do a wonderful job. The roads are well taken care of because of them, and they do a fabulous job. They make my job a whole lot easier. So.
All right. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for all your crews did. Absolutely. They did a great job on the roads here this weekend. Dean, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, that's Emporia Public Works Director Dean Grant joining us on our Newsmaker 2. Chuck, brought to you by Longbine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by longbineauto.com.
All right, don't forget, too, that we'll have our Newsmaker 3 segment right after headlines as Doug Bjerkus, Dynamic Disc's president, talks about the news conference tomorrow involving really significant contracts, and we'll talk about those players that'll be signing those contracts officially with the news conference tomorrow at noon. And then we have Monday morning quarterback, talk of Emporia and Emporia State basketball on the schedule before the day is out.
Pandemic infection numbers nearly off the charts.